China's government is trying to deal with a controversial land dispute in the south of the country. More than a week after security personnel shot and killed farmers there, the Chinese public knows little about the incident. It hasn't been reported by Chinese media, yet it's becoming a rallying point for human rights activists at home and abroad. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Hong Kong.
Neither the Chinese government nor the state-owned press has identified any of the residents of Dongzhou Township who were shot on December 6th. Some Dongzhou locals know who they are, they're just not at liberty to speak. Huang Weijie is a 24-year-old native of Dongzhou who moved to Hong Kong a few years ago. Speaking at a crowded restaurant, he says he received email pictures from his friends back home of some of the slain men.
It's been several days since I first looked at those pictures. I haven't slept well since.
Huang points to a picture of a man's body covered in blood and lying on a hospital gurney. He says the dead man, Jiang Guangji, used to live right next to him and once made a living collecting scrap for recycling.
My friend said that he was taking water to the villagers who were protesting. The government shot him in the head, and he died on the spot.
A man who answered Jiang Guangji's home phone in Dongzhou confirmed that Jiang had been killed. He declined to say anything else, adding that police were tapping his phone. This week, dozens of Chinese intellectuals posted a signed letter on the internet condemning the killings. Hong Kong-based human rights groups are planning to assemble in Victoria Park on Saturday for a protest march against the killings. The New York-based group Human Rights Watch called yesterday on Beijing to allow an independent investigation into the incident. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman rejected that suggestion, saying China would handle the matter itself. Mickey Spiegel is Human Rights Watch's senior researcher in New York.
I mean, the pattern's been, in so many of these incidents, to find a scapegoat, say, hey, it was this person's fault, and we solved the problem.
The government alleges that panicked security forces shot only when attacked by spear-wielding, Molotov cocktail-hurling townspeople. In one of its few reports on the story, Chinese state media said the main protest organizer in Dongzhou was a man named Huang Xijun. Beijing-based lawyer Gao Zhisheng says Huang phoned him in late October to see if he would take on the townsfolk's case.
I told him that if I get involved, I hope we can put this conflict into a legal framework and avoid bigger clashes, but the government rejected my efforts.
Gao says that less than a week later, judicial authorities in Beijing called him and warned him to stay away from the case. The government recently shut down Gao's law firm and disbarred him after his involvement in numerous human rights cases. Chinese media said that authorities had arrested the commander of the security forces who fired on the townsfolk. They did not report his name or unit. Mickey Spiegel says prosecuting the man could send the wrong signal from Beijing's point of view.
The message then to the villages would be, one way to deal with these grievances is to protest.
It could also damage the morale of security forces. Of course, not prosecuting him could lead to future massacres and draw more international condemnation. Given this dilemma, observers point out, one option for Beijing would be to punish or release the commander and then not tell anyone about it. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Hong Kong.